In our spiritual life on this earth, Supreme Master Ching Hai teaches us the highest method, the Kuan Yin method, which will enable our souls to be liberated from the cycle of birth and death. And in our daily life, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminds us to live a meaningful saint's life in purity and compassion. She shares with us the art of cooking vegetarian cuisine so that we may bring a warm and loving atmosphere to our families and friends. Vegetarian cuisine is not only nutritious, but also helps our consciousness to be in harmony with nature and filled with love for all beings in the universe.
Si nous voulons apporter le paradis sur la terre, nous devons vivre comme les êtres du paradis, c'est-à-dire vivre dans façon harmonieuse en respectant la liberté et le droit de vivre de chacun. Les cinq préceptes et le régime végétarien ne sont pas vraiment obligatoires, mais il s'agit seulement d'un style de vie juste et noble, celui d'un gentleman, d'un sage possédant compassion et grandeur, et dont l'amour inclut toutes les créatures. Étant l'être le plus élevé de toute la création, nous pouvons distribuer cette grâce en préservant la vie dans le monde où nous vivons. Et c'est cela, vraiment contribuer à la paix sur la terre. C'est cela l'amour, la gentillesse en action.
Her immense love encompasses all beings, and thus she encourages and promotes vegetarianism as the noble way of living. In past years, Supreme Master Ching Hai personally designed the Alternative Living Flyer and launched a global campaign to share this peaceful and loving message to the world.
If we want to truly lead a life of love thy neighbor, the neighbors, including our animal friends, especially they harm us in no way. They only beautify our life, and they are loving, and they make our life more lively, colorful, and interesting. We should preserve them, watch them, love them, enjoy their presence. God has made it clear. He say, I made all the animals to befriend you and help you.
Through her teachings, millions of people have become vegetarians or are changing their ways of thinking in regards to the sentient nature of our animal friends. With boundless love, Supreme Master Ching Hai sets aside her precious time and demonstrates a few simple and aesthetically appetizing dishes that can be cooked within minutes. With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips.
With heartfelt gratitude, we sincerely thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for sharing with us these wonderful vegetarian dishes and easy cooking tips. Please join us on Between Master and Disciples as we share with you a gift of love, simple and nutritious cooking with Supreme Master Ching Hai, featuring veggie salmon with tomatoes, bell pepper soup, boiled green beans.
Just in case you guys want to cook with the electric cooker, this is how it is. You just put some rice into the electric cooking pot, yeah, which look like that over there. Or any of electric cooking pot will do, okay?
Yes, Master.
And then you wash it, yeah? You wash the rice. One time, two times, three times, up to you.
Okay, Master.
Mostly they are packed inside the bag and it's very clean already. So you just wash it once, it's enough.
Okay, Master.
In case any dirt or anything, yeah? Mm-hmm. And then you put the filter water into it. There is instruction inside the cooker, how much water you put, but I always use my rule of thumb. Yeah, rule of thumb. My finger up to here. The first portion of the index finger, you put it, you know, it touched the rice and the water level up to the first one, the first index finger portion, that's enough.
Okay, Master.
It will be always perfect. And in case your finger is a little bit bigger, then you have to adjust it, yeah? Okay?
Yes, okay, Master.
It doesn't matter. If you cook it wrong this time, next time you know, and it won't hurt if you eat a little bit wet rice or dry.
Yes, Master.
Okay. And you plug it in electric socket and push it down and it say cook in around 15-20 minutes, depends on how much rice you cook, it will turn into warm. And after it turns to warm here, yellow light, that means it's already cooked. But some people like it cooked at that moment, you know, like most Westerners or Italian, they like the rice hard, not completely cooked like us, the Asian. But the Asian people, they wait until the rice is soft,
yes,
then it is cooked,
yes.
Soft and just nicely. Okay, so after it say warm, you should wait for a few minutes, yeah?
Yes, okay, Master.
Yeah, until the and then you taste if the rice is soft, then it is correct. Yeah, that is. This is easy to cook.
Yes, Master.
Last time I showed you how to cook with fire already the natural way,
yes.
Yeah?
Yes,
and this
Master.
Is for some busy people.
Yes.
And don't know how, no time. They just plug it in and it will cook in 20 minutes, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Or less even, it depends on how many people. So today, I'll show you to cook the veggie fish with tomatoes.
Oh, wow.
It will be very good. This is a rautito, huh? Rautito.
Yes.
Perilla. Perilla leaf. We are going to put it inside. It's a kind of special herb, you know. The Asian, they like it. The Vietnamese love it very much. We're going to put it in the vegetarian fish and tomato later, just for taste. Yeah?
Okay, Master.
You can buy
perilla,
it's fine. You can put coriander, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Or even basilic, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Rosemary?
Yeah.
Vietnam has a lot of herbs, and they know how to use herb a lot. And they eat a lot of raw food, you know,
yes,
Vietnamese
master.
People. The Chinese people, they love to cook a lot, but the Vietnamese people, they love to eat raw food a lot. So mostly they're very healthy, the Vietnamese, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Have you ever seen a fat Vietnamese?
Not really, Master.
Except me, of course, you know.
No, you're not fat, Master.
No. Exceptional. It's funny, the Vietnamese and the Chinese, they like to be a little fat, you know?
Yes.
Because it symbolizes abundance and wealthiness, yeah?
Yes, Master.
But the way they eat, they never make them fat. They eat, you know, very very less fat and less meat and less anything, you know? Everything.
Yes,
just a little bit, and they chop it into small, make it a lot, but it's not a big quantity,
yes,
so it's also not very fattening. Most of them are vegetarian, you know, at least some days in a month. You know. According to Buddhist tradition, they can't eat vegetarian all the time, they don't feel like, but they eat some days in a month, just symbolic, you know.
Yes,
it's like convenient method people, yeah. And these are vegetarian fish, they call it vegetarian salmon, yeah?
Yes, Master.
But it's completely vegan, actually. Yeah. Yeah. People just use vegetarian word for anything that is not meat and fish, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Not meat and fish and egg, but actually it is vegan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you have some tomatoes here, I'm going to take just two of them. Which one you like better? This one?
Yes, Master.
This one?
This one.
Okay, I'll take them. Thank you. Yes, she likes you. What, which one? I want two.
Yeah, the last one, Master.
Last one?
Yes.
Oh, he's so cute. Okay. Look, you're so cute. Okay, fine. That's it. And we're going to put some of the beans as well. Mm-hmm. Even if the beans are already washed and packed, or any vegetable, like salad or something, if sometimes you prefer to have it ready in a packet, you still need to rinse it with the water, yeah? Rinse it. If it's salad and raw, you eat raw and you have to rinse with filter water, which we have here, yeah? And if it's not raw, then you can just wash with normal tap water, it's fine. I mean, if you're not going to eat it raw.
Yes, Master.
I'm going to just cook this to eat with the vegetarian fish today. You don't have to have this, just you have a little bit more if you want, or less if you want. Okay. So we're going to cut this into square pieces. Something like this. Cook it, or just like this, also fine. But we cook into square. For busy people, just throw in the mouth and eat.
Yes, Master.
Okay, we save it there. They make it look like the real thing, huh?
Yes, Master.
But it's not real. Tomato cut into cubes. Or whatever shape. Who cares? Huh?
Yes, Master.
They go into the stomach and it will be just one shape. Right?
Yes, Master.
Two, you know, medium-sized tomatoes, good enough, with one pack of vegetarian salmon. It's ready made like that, 300 grams. So can you use 300 grams, two medium-sized tomatoes, 1 teaspoon of sugar, 1 cup of vegetarian broth, and maybe 1 tablespoon of the starch. Yeah. But you have to dilute in water and see how much you use. And don't put it all at one. Just put as much as you think and then put more later if not enough. Always better put less and then put more later, yeah?
Yes, so okay, Master.
Okay, this one we can cut it into smaller pieces. Get ready to savor our vegetarian fish later. It's a very special taste, this one. And very good for you. According to cosmetic science research, this is good for allergy, good for your skin, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, to prevent allergy or alleviate. Stop the allergy, a different skin allergy, yeah. They even make some oil out of this, so you can apply on your skin when you have some allergy, yeah.
Yes, Master.
Or of course, have to consult the doctor, eh?
Yes, Master.
All right. Okay, we get ready to go. Now I'm going to boil the beans first, okay?
Yes, Master.
And later we will saute and stir fry it. So that should be enough water already, like half a liter or something. A little bit more of that. And then we put a little salt in it. About half teaspoon of salt. Huh?
Yes,
just to keep the vegetable look green and fresh and crispy when you boil something. It preserves some color. Some vegetable color is preserved by that. Not all of them. Any greeny things, if you put a little salt in it, it preserves the color more, somehow.
What you doing, young baby?
Eh? You cooking with me?
Yeah.
You want to stay and cook for us?
You stay so near the kitchen. Why you do this? You want to cook some dinner.
And you too cooking?
Yeah. I love you too. Oh, yeah. And so much love. Yeah, everybody wants to cook dinner. Wow.
So many cooks.
Yeah.
So many cooks there.
Big cook, small cook. Love you.
Yeah, go in there. Go in your cave. Yeah. I love you, baby. You're so beautiful. So handsome and so loving and so loyal. Where can I find such a best friend like you? So loyal and loving. Even want to stay next to the kitchen. Yeah. Where my mom is cooking. Yeah. So I can cook some dinner for supporting the cooking. Yeah. For supporting the cookie. Thank you, honey. Okay. You can stay there, it don't matter. It's okay. You can stay. It's all right. Ah, goody. My water is boiling. Yeah. Now we are going to put in the beans, goody. Yeah, we are. Okay. There. You see how green it looks?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Because of the salty water. Maybe. Yeah, but it looks green anyway. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
See, when you boil it, the color retain, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, nice. You can also steam it, but I'm cooking a simple way. Steam take a little longer. And but steam has a goodness because you preserve all the juice and the quality of the beans or the vegetable. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
So it doesn't go into the water. But we can use that water to make a soup as well, you see? Just drink it like that, like a tea. With the salt already in there. And you just drink it like a tea. Or you put tomato in it. Or you put some cabbage or some herbs in it.
Yes,
and then it would taste delicious.
Yeah.
You don't need to waste anything.
Yeah.
This, you just let it reboil again, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Reboil again for a few minutes. 3 minutes, good enough.
Okay, Master.
And then it's ready. It's done. You see how green it is still?
Yes, yeah? Master.
Yeah. You have to wait until the water really boils and then put the beans on in it. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
With a little salt, of course. See? Just retain the greenness. Yeah. You drain the water a little bit by putting the spoon against the wall of the oil.
Yes, Master.
Yeah. Okay, if not enough, you drain the water out. Like this. Yeah?
Okay, Master.
Very simple. But you can use the sieve also. It's better. But I keep a little bit there. Okay, now there are two ways you can use, you can eat this. The most simple is just to get some vegan butter, yeah?
Yes, Master.
The one I always use.
Yes.
And put on top of it. Yeah, like that, and it will melt.
Yes,
you can toss it around, or you can just leave it, and it will melt, and then it will run all over the beans, and that should be fine already. And if you don't like this, or you want to change, then you just toss all this into a frying pan. Yeah?
Oh, yes, Master.
And fry it, and add a little bit of stir-fry sauce.
Yes, Master.
Or soy sauce, or Maggi, and then you have it. Right. Okay, now, today we just eat it with butter like that, yeah?
Okay, Master.
We don't bother today. Okay, now, this is the water that we boil the beans, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Oh, I leave a little beans in here for decoration. And you don't have to throw it away. You put some chopped red or green or yellow bell pepper in it and boil it up. Just a nice color, yeah?
Yes, Master.
You can put all kind of color, also red and yellow together. Because when the kids they see color, they love to eat, that's all. And we also love colorful stuff, no?
Yes, Master, that's
true. The only reason. Otherwise, the green pepper also fine, or you, all three of them. Yellow, green, red, orange. You can put some of the coriander, chopped coriander in already, so that it will have more enhanced flavor. And then the rest you put it in later when it's done. As soon as it's boiled, it's ready.
Okay.
Okay, it's boiling now, so you can add a few drops of Maggi in it.
Okay.
Yeah, count into 10 for this.
Yes.
Count to 10 for this. And you taste it. If it's not good enough, you can always add more. Oh, I can't believe it. Because just a simple like this and it tastes so good.
Oh.
Just a few drops of Maggi. Remember, you put salt in there already, you see?
Yes, Master.
So we're not going to put a lot of Maggi in it. But we could add a little apple juice to make the taste more profound. Just 2 tablespoons or 1 cooking spoon apple juice. I do it by measurement, by intuition, but you can measure it like one cooking spoon or 2-3 tablespoons of apple juice.
Yes, Master.
Oh, it tastes much better, of course. Okay, that's it. It's done. Now we put it into a bowl and then we cook something else with the wok. So we don't have to wash it all the time, you know what I mean?
Yes, Master.
This kind of Chinese wok you can buy in supermarket. I bought it in a nearby supermarket even. And you can cook many things with it. You can cook soup, you can stir fry, you can saute, you can cook stew with it, everything. It's very convenient.
Yes, Master.
You see that? And then you just put the rest of the coriander in.
Yes,
if you don't have coriander, you just put celery, chopped celery, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah, everything will taste fine if you add enough seasoning. Okay, now we have a soup.
Yes, Master.
Simple soup. Okay, if you want to take it. Yeah, bravo.
Good soup. It looks good, Master.
Yeah. Good soup. Remember, when you cook with the fire, it's really hot, yeah?
Yes,
Master. So don't put a lot of wood for the beginning, you know. You put more as you go, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Okay, now I'm going to put like one cooking spoon of oil. Because you leave the wok here for a while already. The wok is hot already. Yeah, so it's very good. It never burns, this kind of wok. It's made with metal, beautiful, iron. And it won't bend, it won't break. It won't be out of shape. And the food will retain its flavor and it doesn't burn so much. Okay, now I'm going to put the vegetarian soup in it. See that?
Yeah.
Let it fry a little bit. It doesn't have to be done. You can just put everything in, put water, a little oil, and cook.
Okay, nice.
Yeah. You have to stir it occasionally. Yeah. You see, it's burned one side already.
Yeah.
So stir it to the other side. I use one spoon for everything, but you don't have to. There's something better like this one, yeah?
Yes,
Master. Easier to stir, yeah? Or I often use this.
Yes, Master.
The Vietnamese way, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Easier to take care of the individual pieces. Now we're going to add some water, yeah?
Yes, Master.
Just put less first and then continue later on. Yeah. This is like about a bowl, a big bowl soup of water.
Okay, Master.
Or maybe, let's see, quarter of liter, something like that. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
Yeah. And it boil again. And then we throw in the tomatoes and seasoning. Oh, we can season now. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
I put in the teaspoon of sugar there. Maybe have to put half a cup only, yeah? Because the fish is already salty, maybe, yeah?
Yes, Master.
So you just put half in first, and later, if it's not enough, you put more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Master.
Right. Boil there. Cover it, and do it boil. It's kind of boiling a little bit now. And we have to put a little more soy sauce. About half cooking spoon soy sauce.
Okay, Master.
And you taste it first. If it's not good, you add more, always, yeah?
Okay, Master.
Wow, it's good already. Because everyone is different, huh? So you can put a lot, and then later you say too salty. See, now it's already boiling, so we add in the tomatoes.
Yeah.
That's it. The Vietnamese have a lot of different herbs, and you can cook this with even just coriander, or this, or kind of other herbs that we don't have here. We can buy them from Vietnamese and Chinese shop. Maybe one day they invite, I show you how to cook those.
Okay, Master. Yeah.
You can cook this with this kind or with the we call mo gai or coriander.
Yes, Master.
Oh, many kind, I have forgotten the name. Maybe we'll come across it later. Yeah.
Okay, Master.
After you add tomato, you cover a little bit until it reboil again.
Okay, Master.
We mix a little bit water with the starch to thicken the sauce. Remember, don't put hot water into the starch, yeah? Always cold water. Yeah?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you put hot water, it will lump. It will lump, yeah. Only cold water and mix it well with water. Just stir it up a little bit like that.
Yes, ma'am.
With a spoon, I think. Once it's already all dissolved into the water. Yeah, I see.
Yes.
And you just fold it in. And stir it. And then the sauce will be, you know, very nice looking. A good consistency. You see that? See how nice it looks? Yeah?
Oh, yes. Mm.
Yeah. If you don't have the starch, you just put in flour. It's fine. Ordinary flour. Oh. Just to make the sauce nice like this, you know? Appetizing. Yeah. 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 I prefer to cook, to put it in when it's still cooking. You know, when it's already cooked or done already, you just put it in like that, and it's finished.
Okay.
Okay. Lower the heat and put it out on the dish, and then it's done.
Okay, master.
Okay. And then you transfer onto the dish.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, it looks wonderful, master.
Is it easy enough for you to cook? If you have to cook it again?
Yes, master. I think I can do it.
Not that difficult, huh?
Yes, it's very simple.
Yeah. Okay, this we eat with rice, yeah? You have two choices here. White rice, or we normally eat brown rice and mung beans, yeah?
Yes, master.
So I can have that, but today I cook extra white rice for in case somebody prefer white rice with the home cooking. This is a kind of home cooking also. I don't know if they sell them in a vegetarian food shop.
No, I don't think so, master.
You haven't seen it in the restaurant?
No.
Or maybe similar or different. Yeah, I don't care. It tastes good. Just the way I cook only.
Yes, master.
Yeah. But in a restaurant, maybe you cannot find. You can find some, maybe. This, yeah? This is the European, they cook it like that. They eat with butter, yeah?
Yes, master.
But the Vietnamese, they would put that in the saucepan and saute it also. They also eat with boiled, yeah, it's also nice. Okay, we can invite our famous people in the house to come.
Okay, master.
Enjoy your food.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, which one is the best, in your opinion, no? Which one is good?
I like the fish with the tomato sauce.
Oh, of course, that's substantial. And you?
Like
you like a bean?
Yes.
Oh, okay, that's good.
I think this the soup is better.
I like the soup. Yeah. You know, the soup is from nothing.
Yes.
The soup is just from the water of the boiled beans, and I just put a little apple juice. Mm. Yeah. And salt. Salt was already there, and a few drops of maggi. That's it. Oh, of course the red pepper, eh? Bell pepper, yeah, and coriander.
Yeah.
It tastes so good. Really, I love the soup. Also, I love the soup more than the real thing, more than the main course. Banana, good for you. Banana. Yeah, good boy. Some more? Yeah. Mm. Okay. Good boy, the banana is good for you. No more, I eat so much. You want some more banana? I know, why not? Okay, let's have some banana. Yeah. You have already half a banana, you. Yeah? And Benny also have a lot already in your bag. Yeah. Slowly, man. Leave him alone, huh? She always coming back from him, and he always give it to her. Yeah, slowly. Benny, you want some mango? Oh, I forgot to Lucky loved it. And Dorothy, how he love you because he's too slow. You. Lucky,
no, you're ready.
You guys are ready. Come, let's Lucky here. No, go Lucky.
Everybody fight for me. Okay, go.
Okay, let. Okay.
Yeah.
Benny?
Yeah.
You guys are pushing us, huh? Good. Mango is good for you, man. Yeah, Bobo. Good boy. Ah, no more now. Finish on us. Where's Lucky? Lucky, come. Lucky didn't have it. You guys have a lot.
Lucky, where's Lucky?
Benny, you want more? Ah, this is for Benny. No, Benny. Okay, Lucky.
Yeah, baby.
No, it's for Lucky. Yeah, Lucky. Yeah. You hang around Lucky, otherwise they eat all and you don't have anything. Here's your hat. Ah, no more mango. Is there any more mango for my dog? Somewhere? You have in your home? Yeah, okay. Bring me some more mango, okay, guys?
Yes, Master.
Okay, I
think
finish. Take the elbow.
We appreciate your company today on Between Master and Disciples. Please join us tomorrow for an enlightening discussion between Supreme Master Ching Hai and our association members right here on Supreme Master Television. Up next, Sir Roger Moore, a true gentleman, on Good People, Good Works. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May your spirit be in tune with wisdom of heaven.